I'd like you to settle yourself down into a nice, calm, comfortable position. And when you're in that perfect position for you, I want you to allow your eyes to close down. Because I want you to begin to slowly focus on nothing more than just your breathing. I want you to let yourself zero in on the idea of just being comfortable. Now, there have been many times, many places, many situations where you felt so comfortable that nothing else mattered except that comfort. And you might be able to think of them right now. And let your subconscious mind present to you one such situation. A situation where you really experienced that sense of physical and mental calmness and comfort. And you can recall and re-experience all those sensations, the sights, the sounds, the feelings, which go alongside being extremely comfortable. And you might even recall where you first experienced those feelings of profound relaxation, covering your body, the feeling of every muscle in whichever part of you, just loosening up, letting go, laying flat like a rubber band, very deeply relaxed. And very likely that part of your body that needed the relaxation most will re-experience it first. And that feeling of every nerve in that part of your body becoming very, very quiet, peaceful, not doing anything more than is absolutely necessary. And you might wonder which direction that relaxation may move through your body. Whether you experience it all at once, like a flow of comfort peacefully moving through you. And soon you'll get that feeling. That feeling that you don't even have to be aware of it anymore. You can simply allow yourself to become a part of that relaxation as it becomes part of you. And it might be interesting for you to discover for yourself that you don't even need to listen to me. Because what your conscious mind does now is not at all important. Maybe your conscious mind just wants to curl up in a nice cozy corner and drift off to sleep for a while, or go as far away as it likes, the way you may have done as a kid, perhaps in a school classroom when you sat there and looked out of the window, allowed your mind to drift as far away from that classroom as it could possibly get, to some other place that you'd rather be. And you may have lost track of what was actually being said, but it didn't matter. Your subconscious mind was picking up everything that was being said, as it's doing right now. And your subconscious mind is here with me, and it can hear me and respond in its own time, in its own comfortable way. And you can enjoy whatever it is that you're experiencing. And right now, you can enjoy whatever sensations, a heaviness or a lightness, a warmth or a coolness, and just let them become part of your relaxation and comfort. You can go as deeply down as you need to at this time, for whatever it is your subconscious mind wants to do to help you to enjoy this experience. And you might enjoy that experience of going so deeply into comfort that it seems that you are just all mind, without a body. A mind floating in space and time, completely free, able to move whenever and wherever it wants to go. That's right. And I wonder what your subconscious mind wants to explore right now. I wonder which doors it wants to open. Perhaps taking a quick look through all of those filing cabinets in the corner of that data processing system that is your mind. Searching through all of those files, examining things that stay the way they are, discovering those things that need to be updated, learning what needs to be erased, which items can be eliminated. And it's comforting for you to discover for yourself that you can really let go of what you don't need. And your subconscious mind can do this in its own time and in its own way. And you can continue to rest even more comfortably as it does so, just knowing that you can rely on your subconscious mind to adjust, to adapt, to do the things that need to be done. And you can begin to explore your capabilities that you never suspected you had, but which had been there all the time. To find out for yourself a very deep sense of just who and what you are, and what you are capable of doing, all of those things. Perhaps you just weren't aware of them before, but your subconscious mind can make them all available to you at the time that you need them, at the time that's right for you now, as you enjoy just comfortably drifting along, wherever you are, in time and space, just enjoying the restfulness of not having to do anything particular right now. For a long time now, you've been experiencing feelings that made you feel uncomfortable, even insecure. And these feelings have made you feel less fulfilled than you know you should be. And that's been getting you down. But soon, and much sooner than you think, you're going to realize that you can put aside those uncomfortable feelings and instead experience a new, healthy set of good, positive thoughts and useful emotions. Because you realize, deep down, that there really are much better ways of feeling and thinking and acting. And this time right now will help you to feel more secure, happier about yourself and your reactions to others. You know that people who are feeling insecure often doubt themselves or others, find it hard to trust the person closest to them. And of course, no relationship can thrive without that essential ingredient. Perhaps you were let down at some point in the past, but you still carry those hurts and doubts right there in your heart. Maybe you've witnessed someone else being deceived in some way. Perhaps you came to the conclusion that all relationships are going to be like that. And so you built a sturdy barrier around you to stop someone from breaking your heart. Maybe you built an overactive warning system to see any micro signs of things happening. But I'm sure that you've already established that your partner can be trusted. Which is why you've decided to use your own mind power to help you overcoming these feelings of insecurity. Right now, you can examine those reasons one by one. You can see them for what they really were before putting them where they belong, safely back in the past. So as you settle deeper down into calmness, I want you to use your creative mind, your imagination, to visualize the scenes that I describe. So I want you to imagine yourself in a comfortable place. A comfortable place at home. Perhaps you're sitting in your favorite chair, or on a comfy sofa. I don't know. But you're surrounded by familiar things. Now, I don't know what you enjoy doing in your spare time, but a lot of people enjoy using a computer, looking at social media sites. So let's just imagine you're doing just that. You're browsing away on a computer, on a tablet, on a mobile phone, whichever of those you're most familiar with. And you're looking to find a new website that's recently been launched. Now, this particular site has the same name as you. So all you need to do is type your name into the search engine. And as that site begins to load, you might feel a little curious about what it might contain. So I'll explain. This website, it's all about you. It's about your life. It holds a record of every single thing you've done in life. But the file size of those small, mundane, everyday tasks, like washing, brushing your teeth, they're so tiny. They wouldn't really show up unless you spent a long time searching for them. This site contains all your personal history, but no one else in the world has access to this site except you. Even the smartest hacker on the planet would find it impossible to get into this site. Now, this website records all the milestones that you've reached, all the important and not so important events. It records every thought you've ever had. It records conversations you've had. Everything on this site is neatly chronicled to make it easy for you to locate whatever you want to recall. Your life on this site, it's situated on a timeline. And now that the page has loaded, you might just be able to make out your present situation. You are resting right here, safe and sound, calm and comfortable. But your mind is already on a journey, eager to learn, eager to discover more about you. Now on this page, you'll notice how there's a toolbox to the right of the page. And in this toolbox are many different options. There's an option to enhance an experience. Another option to crop it out, cut it out of your life completely. When you select something, and when you click on delete the experience, it's automatically removed to the recycle box. And from there you can delete it completely, or perhaps save it in an archive somewhere, just in case it might be needed in the future. You have a set of attributes which you can assign to yourself if you wish. For example, if you wanted to feel more confident, you could select the relevant attribute, and a short, easy to follow set of instructions would pop up. This site has its own balance function, and that means that you can't make any inappropriate choices, because they'll soon filter out. So if you move the cursor or your finger along the present timeline, you'll see how those feelings of insecurity have been affecting the current relationships. Moving back and forth to maybe a recent situation, perhaps you can notice occasions where you felt you were constantly looking for reassurance. Maybe you were suffering from feelings of jealousy because you weren't receiving the attention you needed. I know that insecurity could have created a different set of challenges to those that I've described. And if so, your mind can substitute these with your own set of experiences. But for now, I want you to travel through your timeline. Go down and across and through that timeline. And I want you to select 3 experiences. 3 situations that you know made you feel uncomfortable as a result of feeling insecure. And when you've identified these, you're able to click on that timeline and leave a cross on the timeline to move those particular parts of time to a different program within this website. I'll give you a few moments to go through your timeline and select 3 experiences that made you feel uncomfortable as a result of feelings of insecurity. That's good. Now, one by one, you'll notice how these 3 experiences open up in a different browser window. And I want you to examine each of these situations in detail to notice what could have been done or said by you in order to make you feel more comfortable, more secure, or to improve that situation. So let's take the first event. Let's examine what happened very carefully. Now, it's possible that you don't really want to have to relive this experience, but I want you to know that you are safe right now. Nothing can bother you, because you are simply observing this situation, like watching a movie on a screen. And as this recording begins to play, perhaps you can identify strengths within you that could have been used. And if you feel that you don't have these strengths, then you can select them from the attributes toolbox, that toolbox on the right-hand side of the screen, and you can drag them into this new window to enhance yourself within this recording. Watch that moment play out and enhance all the strengths that you need to by dragging them in from that toolbox to adjust the way you feel or act or think within that situation. And if or as you drag those attributes into the new recording, you're changing your personal history. So I want you to now rerun this scene, to play it again, as you'd have liked it to have been. Now always remember that you can change yourself, but you can't change others. You can change the way that you feel, and the way that you think and react. And when you do this and amazing things happen, you find that you are in control. You're in control of yourself. And just knowing this makes you feel better, stronger, more confident. So let's go through this process with the other two events. Let's take that second event and examine what happened very carefully. Again, it's possible you don't want to relive the experience, but you are safe and sound right now and you are fully in control. So watch that second experience play out, like a movie. And as the movie plays just like before, you might identify some strengths within you that could have been used or enhanced. And if you need extra strengths, you can select them from the attribute box and drag them into that movie. And just watch how you begin to change. And when you've given yourself all the strengths that you might need, more confidence, more calmness, more secure feelings, when you've changed your personal history, I want you to rerun this scene and let it play just as you'd have liked it to have happened. And notice the change within you. You can absolutely change yourself and the way you think and feel and react to the situation. But you can't change other people. You can change the way you feel and think and react. And when you do this, you become even more powerful within yourself. You really are in control. Let's move to that third event now and examine what happened very carefully. And again, you don't have to relive the experience, you can create a movie that you can watch right now. So I want you to play that movie and identify some of the strengths within you that could have been used. And again, on the right hand side, there's the attributes box. You can drag those extra attributes in: the strength, the courage, the confidence, the self-belief, the assertiveness, the calmness. Drag them all in if you need to. And notice how they instantly enhance the movie. Notice how they begin to change your personal history within that moment. And I want you to replay that scene as many times as you want, dragging more and more attributes in if you need to, and replaying again. Make it just as you'd have liked it to have been. Remember, you can change yourself, but not other people. You can change the way you feel and think and react. And as you change yourself, you realize just how in control of you that you are. And your subconscious mind can continue this process of changing your own personal history. Perhaps when you're asleep in bed at night, processing through dreams. With all the qualities you need, they're already there, just waiting for you to select them and implement them. You might find yourself going further and further back in time to some of the earliest memories of feeling let down, or insecure, or even abandoned. And even though you can't change what happened in the past, you're able to change how you feel about those memories. You're able to change how you feel within the moment when recalling those memories. And that in itself is all that you need. Now, this website, it contains an analysis of all of your strengths and weaknesses. And you can scroll through these if you wish. And you'll notice that often these only apply in certain situations or with particular people. For example, you might display strength and assertiveness and calmness and control with one person, but not with another. Perhaps you might be resilient at work, but not at home, or vice versa. Maybe you're strict with one group of individuals, but easygoing with another. You are, in fact, responding to different people and circumstances in ways that you've done in the past. So in short, you've actually set up a pattern that's been quite difficult to break. But the good news is that right here and now, you can change. You can change any unhelpful, unuseful, unempowering or negative patterns into more useful and positive ones. After all, these qualities are already there in your attributes toolbox. These are the resources that you can draw on whenever you wish. And each one has its own set of directions that can be followed if you get stuck. For example, if you want to feel more confident, you might find instructions to take 3 deep breaths, to calm your mind, to instantly feel centered and focused, and to be able to project your own personality whenever you wish, without worrying at all what other people might think about you. You might want to develop your listening skills. You may be instructed to clear your mind in the moment, to focus entirely on the person who's speaking to you. If you want to feel more secure, you may be given the key to keeping yourself safe and sound. To realize that you already own all the resources you need. And although you cannot and do not want to control others or how they react, that in fact you can control the way you feel and respond to people, places, or situations. And there may be times where you met someone who was just so different to you that developing and maintaining a relationship may just not be feasible. For instance, someone may have an absolute different set of values to yours, and they may be unable and unwilling to compromise. You may have nothing whatsoever in common. And if this happens, then you recognize that any challenges within this relationship, they're not of your making. And they would probably have happened anyway. And you respect that other person all the same. People are allowed their own values and opinions. But if you move that cursor or slide your finger to the top right of your webpage, you'll see a link that can take you to future scenarios. So I want you to click on this. Click on the future scenarios now and select a set of circumstances where you feel you might normally have felt insecure. And as the page loads, I want you to notice a familiar situation. A familiar, challenging situation, but it's based in the future. And I want you to notice how you now respond with your new set of skills, bringing even more attributes from that toolbox into play. And if you zoom right in on that window, you can be aware of all your thoughts and feelings and notice how much more secure you feel. Because you're now responding appropriately in a way that makes you feel proud of yourself. You no longer worry about how others feel about you, because you instinctively know that your response is the right one for you. And if you had concerns about whatever was happening, then you can voice them. You can speak them calmly, in a measured way, without feeling emotional or upset. Notice how you were more assertive than you usually are, and you can feel really good about this situation. Notice too how others respond to you. They now see a different side of you. More calm, more reasoned, more in control, and people respond to you in a more positive way. You have all those resources and strength that you need, and you use them whenever it's appropriate, and this makes you feel confident, happier. And you find those old insecurities become a thing of the past. So now it's time to return to normal conscious awareness. So I want you to close the window down on those web pages. And in a moment, I'll begin to count you out of the relaxed part of this process. And when you return to the here and now, you'll find that you really do have all the resources that you need. You can select and choose them and use them whenever you wish to, or need to, or want to. Today, you've taken on a new attitude. A lighter attitude, a more secure attitude. And you can allow yourself to enjoy life within each moment. With this new relaxed attitude, notice how it feels good. Notice how you feel so much better than you did before. Stronger, clearer, calmer. You're allowed to feel pleased with yourself for having the courage to go through this process. Free to live life to the fullest now, to make the most of every moment, and to remain calm and comfortable and relaxed within situations that would previously have been a challenge. So right now I'm just going to count from 1 to 5 and then say fully aware. At the count of 5, you can then open your eyes and return, refreshed and relaxed. So let's begin with 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Fully aware now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyelids open, take a nice deep breath and have a stretch if you want. Welcome back.